So find a comfortable position. We'll go right into meditation. Begin by relaxing. And this period of relaxing is really an opportunity to just break the flow of the ruminating mind that you may bring to meditation. And the real way that this works is by giving your full awareness, your attention to the body, which is non-conceptual, that experience of the body, tactile sensations. So allow your awareness to just sink all the way down to the ground. Bring it down from the head, right to where you are contacting the floor or the seat. And then with that same non-conceptual, tactile sense consciousness, simply become aware of the tactile sensations of tension or constriction that you might find in the body, or even pain. Anything that might keep you from relaxing into the natural state of the body. And if you discover those sensations, let your breath be drawn to that spot. And then let the sensation mount the breath and release it into space on the exhalation, deepening your relaxation with every exhalation. And as you continue to deepen your relaxation with every exhalation, maintain the clarity that you begin the meditation with. So don't let that relaxation lead to laxity. Then to the degree that you are able to maintain a non-conceptual awareness of the body as you are relaxing it, you will naturally settle into silence. The natural state of speech. And on the basis of your deep relaxation and silence, then it becomes much easier to settle into the present moment the stillness and non-conceptuality of the mind settled in its natural state. The Mahamudra masters say that there are four special preliminaries, which are really conditions to bring to your meditation. Not something to meditate on separately, but to just allow these to infuse your meditation. And all of the advice is that these will have a tremendous impact on your meditation. The first of these is called the causal condition. This is renunciation, revulsion for samsara, it's even termed. So just think now, what is your attitude about samsara? What do you know about samsara? How do you define it now for yourself? And how does that affect the quality of your meditation right now? Recall that when we get to enhancing stability in our shamatha practice, that your practice between sessions is so critical. So what do your activities between sessions? What does your degree of mindfulness and your intention between sessions say about your attitude towards samsara? The second special preliminary is called the dominant or empowering condition. This is your devotion to the lineage, to Buddha Dharma, to the path. Do you have confidence in the medicine. And what does your degree of confidence, how does that affect the quality of your meditation? The third condition is called the object condition. Do you remember what the object of Mahamudra meditation is? It's not the breath. Those are focal, that and other objects that you might choose. Our focal supports, but what is the object of your meditation? Is your intention to keep that object in mind? And do you remember your intention? That object being the naturally settled, fresh, ordinary moment of perception. Exactly where Yangtang Rinpoche was leading us this afternoon. If you can recall that, both on the cushion and between sessions, how will that affect your practice? The fourth condition is called the proximate or immediate condition. This is giving up all hope and fear for an outcome of your meditation without craving pleasant experiences during the session and clinging to those when you have them. Bliss can be especially powerful. In the sense that it's so easy to crave it, and it's so easy to want it again after you have it. But what about all of those other things that come up in meditation that are signs of progress? The things we might fear. Instances of depression, anxiety. Give up all hope and fear for any particular appearance in meditation. Just let your mind rest and familiarize yourself with your own mind. All of these appearances are one taste. No reason to hope or fear for anything. So simply relax and settle into the natural state of the mind, letting these conditions imbue your practice. And take delight in the practice.